你好吗？好，
好 ，good。
谢谢 John for being my translator today。
不用怀疑了
哈。I know he didn't translate what I said. because I know more Mandarin than you think I know. no. Okay, this morning I want to share with you a message from the book of Matthew.
今天早上向大家分享从那个讯息从马太福音里面出来的。
I think many of you know that I've been preaching from the book of Matthew for quite a while now.
大家都知道我从马太福音讲道已经讲了一段时候。
Actually, I've been preaching from the book of Matthew for over 4 years.
我已经讲马太福音讲了差不多四年了。
And we're coming to the last 2 or 3 chapters of Matthew's Gospel.
我们来到这个马太福音最后的两章或三章。
And in the section that's before us, the next couple of chapters, you find there's a section here in Matthew on the trial stories, the stories about the trial of Jesus.
在最后这两三章你会看见有耶稣受试炼的一个故事。
But actually, the trial of Jesus reflects the trial of the people who were trying him.
事实上耶稣所受的试炼是反映出那些在审判他的人也他们也本身在受试炼。
So for example, today in our text, Matthew 26, verses 47 to 56,
就譬如说今天的这个经文是在马太福音26章47到第56节。
We see the trial of the Christian disciples themselves.
我们可以看见事实上是耶稣的门徒本身也受到试炼。
And in the subsequent passages to follow, we'll see the trial of the Jewish leadership or the Sanhedrin.
在后面那几段的圣经我们可以看见这个犹太人的领袖像那些撒都该人他们本身也受到一种的试炼。
And then the trial of Peter.
然后我们看到彼得所受到的试炼或者审判。
And the trial of Judas.
我们看犹大所受到的试炼。
And the trial of Pilate and Barabbas.
我们看到比拉多和巴拉巴。
And then the trial of the Roman soldiers and everybody, all of us.
所以我们看见了罗马兵丁他们所遇见的试炼和他们的审判。
But today our focus is on the trial of the Christian disciples.
所以我们今天要集中在看到耶稣的门徒受到了怎么样的试炼。
And that actually includes all of us because we are Christ's disciples as Christians.
那也包括我们，因为我们都是耶稣的门徒。
Let's pray, 祷告 before we look into the Word of God.
我们先祷告。
Dear God, I pray that you will continue to bless the Mandarin congregation.
神啊，请你继续祝福国语堂的会众。
I pray for your Holy Spirit's anointing to be upon this congregation.
请你的圣灵大大的恩膏他们。
That you especially help Pastor Mark and Pastor Sherman to lead this congregation with the co-workers to serve you well here.
但愿神你能带领圣牧师和熊牧师带领各样各个同工继续推展你的事工。
We also do not want to forget Jesse and Ruth who are away serving you. Bless them and Ruth's mother as well.
我们也纪念到 Jesse 和 Ruth， 他继续在外面侍奉你们，也纪念到 Ruth 的妈妈身体。
So Lord, as we come to your word this afternoon, we ask Holy Spirit of God that you will anoint the preaching and the teaching of your holy word.
主啊，今天我们在讲到的时候，求主的圣灵就恩膏我们。
That we will hear you, O God, speak to us clearly this afternoon.
使我们能够清楚地听见神与我们讲话。
And may you empower us in such a way through your word that we will be transformed and changed into the image of Christ more and more.
借着你话语的力量，使我们能够转变成更像主你。
So come, Lord, and bless your people today.
主啊，求你祝福你的子民。
We thank you and we pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们感谢主，一切奉主耶稣的名而求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.Now, the subtitle of my sermon this morning on the trial of the Christian disciples is The Doctrine of Human Total Undependability. I don't know what it says in Chinese.
今天的分题哈，就是说这个是有一个分题，意思是说人的不可靠性的一种教条。
Human Undependability. Yeah, okay. Now, this is taken from Dale Bruner's commentary on Matthew, where he softens this doctrine.
他是在那个在 Bill Bruner 他那个释经的书籍里面拿出来的题目。
The doctrine that we are really referring to, for those of you who studied a bit of theology, is really the doctrine of total human depravity.
事实上这一段本来的是从神学里面讲出来，这神学的其中一个教条就是说人的绝对败坏。
Well-known leaders in the Christian church, like Calvin and others, have talked aboutTotal human depravity in terms of our sinfulness and our fallenness.
事实上，圣经里面告诉我们，人事实上是完全然的败坏， 在最终灭亡。
When we talk about total depravity, we mean that the whole human being is fallen.
当我们说到人的败坏的时候，我们说了全人类都已经败坏。
Every part of us is tainted by sin and the effects of the fall.
我们的任何一部分都是被罪所污染。
So in other words, our thinking is sinful and fallen.
所以我们的想法是被罪所影响。
Our feelings are fallen.
我们的感觉也是受罪影响，而且是败坏的。
Even our will is fallen.
是连我们的意志也是败坏的。
Our whole body, our whole being, our behavior is fallen.
我们全人的全个存在都是败坏的。
Our words are fallen.
我们所讲的话也是败坏的。
The whole human being is totally depraved and fallen and sinful.
人类就是全然败坏在罪中。
So does that mean that we are completely evil?
那是不是说我们都是邪恶的呢？
In some sense, we are all fallen and sinful before God.
从某个角度来看，我们确实是都是邪恶的。
But before the fall and the sinfulness of human beings, before Adam and Eve fell into sin,
可是在亚当夏娃他们在最终堕落之前，
you look at the book of Genesis more carefully,
如果你看这个创世纪小心看的话，
you'll find that creation preceded the fall.
你看是在人堕落之前是有神的创造。
So first of all, God made human beings, Adam and Eve, in the image of God.
而神是照了他的形象造亚当夏娃。
So in creation, God created all of us to reflect a little bit of God in us.
事实上在创造的时候，神造我们和世界是要反映出他的一些的属性。
So for example, we can choose as God can choose.
譬如说，我们能够有一个自由意志，正如神能够选择。
We can be creative as God is creative.
我们可以有创造力，就正如神能创造一样。
We can be loving as God is loving.
我们可以爱，是因为神是爱。
We can be holy as God is holy.
我们可以成为圣洁，是因为神是圣洁的。
And so forth and so on.
然后还有一些诸如此类的。
So in other words, every one of us has been created by God in the image of God, the imago Dei. We have the image of God in us in some way.
所以我们在我们的里面就是有神的形象。
But in the fall, in the sinfulness of human beings since Adam and Eve, the image of God in us has been really very badly marred and scarred by sin.
可是当我们人堕落的时候，人在里人心里面那个神的形象就被毁坏了。
It's messed up.
就被破坏了。
But is it completely eradicated? Is it completely eliminated? It's gone. It's deleted.
是不是全部都已经消失了呢？
No.
还不是。
And that's why we can see sometimes in a non-Christian, a non-believer, we can still see some goodness in the person.
所以在一些甚至在不信的当中，我们常常偶然会看到一些他们善行出来。
But not good enough to save them.
可是对他们的得救并没有太大的帮助。
You know, I used to give an example about my own uncle in Singapore. I have an uncle in Singapore.
那我常常用我在新加坡的一个叔叔做例子。
My father died in 1976.
那我爸爸是在
My father died in 1976.
我爸爸在1976年去世。
He died of his second stroke quite suddenly.
他是第二次中风，然后突然去世。
He was only in his 60s, and I was at McGill University studying for my undergraduate degree in psychology, so it was a painful thing for me to lose my father at that age.
那个时候我刚刚是好，刚刚还是在读书，在读我的这个硕士的时候。
My father had only one other sibling, a younger brother.
我爸爸只有一个弟弟。
And that's my uncle.
那就是我的叔叔。
And I used to say to people, my uncle in Singapore is the most Christian non-Christian I ever knew.
他说，我常常这么说，是我的唯一的叔叔就是一个最像基督徒的非基督徒。
And you might say, what do you mean by that? You're either Christian or non-Christian. How can be the most Christian non-Christian I ever knew?
那你说什么意思？怎么会最像基督徒的非基督徒呢？
Because my uncle was a very nice man.
因为我叔叔实在是个好人。
But he was not a Christian.
可是他不是基督徒。
He's one of the most gentle people I knew.
他是最我所知道最温柔的人。
And very loving.
非常有爱心。
And very kind.
非常慈祥。
When I was a little boy growing up in Singapore, he was my Santa Claus.
我在小的时候在新加坡长大，他是我的圣诞老人。
Every time a few weeks before Christmas, he will ask me, "What do I want for Christmas?"
圣诞节每一个圣诞节之前几个礼拜，他会问我说你圣诞节要什么。
So I would tell him, this was before I became a Christian.
这个是不是我当我做基督徒以前
？I was a few years old. I say, "Oh, uncle, I think I want a gun. I want a helmet. I want a."
他说对，叔叔，我是想要一支枪，我要一个钢盔。
I say, "I wish Santa Claus would come and give me this present on Christmas Day."
所以每一次圣诞老人都会给我所要的东西。
And my good uncle, he will go to the toy store.And buy exactly what I told him I wanted.
然后我这个好叔叔就会跑到玩具店买我所要的东西。
And then on Christmas Day when I woke up, the present was next to me.
当我在圣诞早上醒来的时候，那个礼物就在我旁边。
When I got a bit older, I knew it was not Santa Claus. It was my uncle who bought the gifts for me.
那我长大一点，我知道这不是圣诞老人，是我的叔叔。
Many years later, my uncle finally believed in Jesus and became a Christian.
很多年以后，我的叔叔终于信主了。
But all those years when I was growing up, my uncle wasn't a Christian yet, but he was a gentle, kind, loving man.
但我在成长的过程里面，他还不是基督徒，可是他是一个非常有爱心、非常温柔的人。
The sad thing is that he was much nicer than some of the Christians I knew.
是令人可悲的事情，就是说他甚至比一些基督徒这个人更好。
Then I became a Christian.
当我自己成为基督徒以后
，Then I told my uncle and my auntie and all the family about Jesus.
那我向我叔叔还有婶婶传福音。
And it took many years before he finally accepted Christ and his daughter accepted Christ and my mother accepted Christ. Praise God.
然后要花很多的时间，他才会信主，然后他家人也一一的信主。
My uncle is still one of the best examples I can give of illustrating the truth of this doctrine in a balanced way.
那我叔叔就是我常常用来。做一个例子，就是说明这个人全然败坏 的例子。
Before my uncle became a Christian, he was fallen.
他做基督徒以前，他是败坏的人。
He was a sinner.
他是一个罪人。
All of him was affected by sin.
他是所思所想都是被罪所影响。
He was not perfect.
他不是完全的人。
But how come as a non-believer, as a non-Christian, he can still be kind and gentle and loving? How come?
那为什么一些不信的人仍然可以温柔？有爱心呢?
Because when God first created my uncle, God created my uncle in the image of God.
是因为神创造我叔叔的时候，也是照他自己的形象所造。
He created my uncle with the capacity to reflect the goodness of God in some way.
当他创造我叔叔的时候，给他有这个能力来反映他自己本身的美好。
And the character of God in some way.
神的在性格在他身体里面反映出来。
But that whole capacity to reflect the character of God was terribly marred and scarred and broken by sin.
可是那个把神性反映出来的那一部分被罪恶就是扭曲了。
But not completely wiped out.
可是没有完全的消失。
So that's why total depravity doesn't mean there's no more image of God in you. Total depravity means the sin has affected the totality of your person, all of you, but you still have the image of God there.
所以人全然的败坏这个教义，就并不是说我们一点神的性情都没有，而是说在从整体而言，我们人是全然败坏的。
And because of that, some of the Bible commentators like Dale Bruner wants to soften it a bit and call it the doctrine of total human undependability.
所以因为这样子，所以 Bill Bruner 他就把这个稍微改了一点，他就把它改成说人的全然不可信，或者不可依靠。
But that still affects the totality of your human character.
可是这还是影响你这个人全人的一个状态。
Now that my uncle is a Christian,
那我现在的叔叔已经是基督徒了。
You can see the Holy Spirit in his life, the new nature in him. He's even more loving, even more kind, even more gentle.
你看他圣灵内住的时候，他更成为一个更有爱心、更温柔的人。
But my uncle is still not perfect.
可是我的叔叔还不是一个完全人。
Why?
为什么？
Because he still has the old sinful nature in him.
因为他心里面还有一个旧我在里面，老我里面。
And if he gives into the old nature, he can still sin.
因为你还有一些旧的性情，你还会犯罪。
That's why Christians can still sin.
所以基督徒还是会犯罪。
And when Christians sin, it's very ugly because it's inconsistent with our faith.
可是基督徒犯罪是一个非常不光彩的事情。
All right, that's the doctrine before us, the doctrine of human total depravity or total undependability.
所以我们前面有一个这样子的教义，就是说。人的全然不可信或不可依靠。
And this text in Matthew makes it very clear to us that even as Christian disciples, the disciples of Jesus, we can still fall and fail horribly.
所以在马太这一段是给我们看出，即使一个神的门徒也是极不可靠，他们也可以有悲惨的一个跌倒。
And that's why we need to be very humble and broken before God.
所以我们必须在神面前，我们必须要谦卑，我们必须要谦虚。
Otherwise, spiritual pride will take over our lives. And when spiritual pride occurs, we will be on the brink of falling into sin.
不然的话，我们属灵的骄傲就会发作。当属灵的骄傲发作的时候，我们就是在破灭的边缘。
Actually, it's more accurate to say this. When spiritual pride is present, you've already sinned, and you're on the brink of further sin.
事实上，更准确的说法就是说，当属灵的骄傲发生的时候，你就已经堕落了，而且你可能会做得更糟糕。
When I was preparing this message a couple of weeks ago for the English congregation, I was watching TV on Saturday night because there was a special on of a very famous TV preacher.
那上几个礼拜我在英文堂讲到之前，我刚好是礼拜六是在这个电视上面看到一个电视的布道家。
I usually don't like to watch TV preachers, but once in a while I watch just to see what they're saying and their style and how they're doing.
我一般来说我都不看这些电视布道家的，可是偶然会看一看他们在讲什么做什么。
And this guy was speaking to 50,000 people in a huge football stadium or some sports stadium.
这个人就是在一个好像这个体育场的地方向50,000人讲道。
And please don't misunderstand me.
请大家不要误会。
He's not a bad guy.
他不是坏人。
In fact, a lot of people like him.
因为很多人都喜欢他。
I won't tell you his name.
我不讲他的名字。
But you can guess.
你们可以猜到谁。
Some of you saw the same program.
也许你们也看过同样的一个节目。
He is one of the most popular TV preachers on TV today in America.
他是现在电视上面最红的一个电视布道家。
He's the pastor of one of the largest, if not the largest church in America. Now you know who I'm talking about.
他就是美国最大教会的牧师。
It is not Bill Hybels.
他的名字不是 Bill Hybels.
It's not Rick Warren.
他不是 Rick Warren.
You fill in the blanks.
你们自己猜是谁。
He's a good guy.
他是一个好人。
He didn't want to be a preacher.
他想要做牧师。
But God called him to be a preacher.
他本来不想做牧师，可是神呼召他。
He told his testimony.
他是一个非常谦卑的人，他做见证的时候，他怎么说。
How in obedience to God, he just let the Holy Spirit use him to preach, and now he's bringing thousands of people to Christ.
他是照着圣灵给他的感动去讲道，他领了许多人归主。
But one of the struggles I have with his preaching and his style is that he's way too positive, way too positive.
那我对他讲到的批评就是说，他太正面了，他是太有鼓励性了。
He does not talk about sin very much.
他对罪他不讲多少。
And his main message is very positive. It's a message of hope.
他的信息都是说非常正面的，非常有希望的。
And it is not a wrong message.
那不是那个没有错。
It is correct.
那是对的。
But it is incomplete.
可是不完全的福音。
Because it's only half the gospel.
那只是福音的一半而已。
There's the other half.
我们福音还有另外一半。
And Matthew's gospel tells us the other half.
这个马太福音就告诉我们那另外一半。
Nobody likes to hear a message on total human depravity and undependability.
大概没有人喜欢听说我们人的全然败坏，人的全然不可靠的信息。
Everyone loves a positive message that says you are loaded, you are gifted, you are unique. God is blessing you. God will give you favor. The best is yet to come.
大家都喜欢听到说你是被神祝福的，你是独一的，神给你很多的才华。大家都喜欢听这个。
Then, do you know that all those things I just mentioned, they are correct, they are true, they are in the Bible. He's not wrong.
可是我不是说这些事情是假的，圣经也这么说。
You are loved by God.
你是神所爱的。
You are unique. There's only one of you. Thank God.
你是独一的。
God has given you gifts.
神给你很多的恩赐。
God has given you talents.
神给你很多的才华。
God has called you into His kingdom.
神也召他到你他的国度，召你到他的国度里面。
God has called you to serve Him and to bless others.
神也呼召你去侍奉他，然后成为别人的祝福。
God has a beautiful destiny for your life.
神为你有一个美好的计划。
And if you believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're going to heaven.
如果你信主的话，你会上天堂。
You don't have to be afraid of death.
你不要害怕那个死亡。
The Holy Spirit will fill you with love and joy and peace as you serve Him.
那个圣灵会给你平安、喜乐、和平。
There's tremendous meaning in life through Jesus Christ.
在耶稣里面，生活有很多的意义。
The gospel is the power of God unto salvation and transformation of our lives. Hallelujah. That's all true.
这个福音是借着神的大能要改变生命，这一切都是对的。
But we cannot get there before we come here. You have to come here first in order to get there.
可是我们不能去一下到那里去，我们要先到人的败坏的一部分，我们才可以到神的祝福那一部分。
And these TV preachers try to take a shortcut. They want to avoid the here of the toughness of the doctrine of sin and the need for repentance, and they want to go there for all the blessings of God.
他们这一些电视布道家就是想要超捷径，他们不讲第一部分人的败坏，你需要悔改，而他们一下子讲神的祝福。
But you and I cannot actualize ourselves fully in Christ and be all that God wants us to be until we realize how fallen and sinful and evil and depraved and undependable we are first here.
在我们在神在里面可以得到能力之前，我们必须要先了解我们是多败坏、多无能。
We must listen to the whole gospel.
我们必须听整全的福音。
And ironically and paradoxically, when we come face to face with our sinfulness and our fallenness, then we have tremendous hope in the redemption of Jesus.
这个矛盾的地方就是说，除非我们能够了解我们本身的罪性，我们的堕落，不然的话我们是不会有希望的。
In other words, good news there becomes even better good news when you hear the bad news here first. Bad news first, then good news makes the good news gooder or better.
换句话说，这个好消息变得更好的消息，那就是说如果你先了解这个坏消息的话。
So let's look at our text.
所以我们看看我们的经文。
Jesus is arrested in this whole text here, verse 47.
然后耶稣在这个地方被捉拿。
I'll go verse by verse with you, okay?
我们一段一段的看，四十七节。
Jesus had given all kinds of parables and teachings that were very powerful in the passages before this.
耶稣在这个之前讲了很多很有力的比喻。
And Jesus was just wrapping up his sermons and his messages while he was still speaking. It says here in verse 47, Judas, one of the 12 apostles, one of the original 12, arrived.
所以耶稣还在他们讲道的时候，那个犹大就带着人来了。
And with Judas was a large crowd. I don't know how many people there were, but probably 100 or more, maybe. We don't know. It was a large crowd.
伴随犹大来的还有一大堆人。
And they were armed with swords and clubs.
他们都带着刀棍来了。
They were sent from the chief priests, the religious leaders of Israel, and the elders of the people.
他们从大祭司长老那边出来的。
And Bible commentators will tell us that this large crowd consisted of the Roman soldiers.
那个释经学家告诉我们，这一大群人里面包括有罗马的兵丁。
And the temple police from the Jewish temple, they had police guards there.
他们这个圣殿的守卫。
And perhaps some of the personal security guards of the chief priests and the elders.
那还有一些这个大祭司长老他们的近身侍卫。
They all came together.
他们都跑在一起。
With swords and clubs, they were armed.
他们带着刀棍各样的武器
ready for violence and to kill Jesus on the spot if they had to.
他们准备行使暴力，甚至必要时把耶稣杀掉。
This was what was happening.
那这是这个事情发生的背景。
It's a very sad story.
一个非常悲惨的故事。
And in verse 48,
第四十八节。
Now the betrayer is Judas, one of the original 12 apostles. He was a betrayer, traitor.
犹大就是那个背叛者，那个叛徒。
Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with this group. The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him.
那这个叛徒就是有一个暗号，他说我与谁亲嘴，谁就是他，你们可以拿住他。
Now we have to be careful how we read verse 48, okay?
我们要小心解释这一段。
Like what kind of kiss are they talking about, okay?
这是什么罪啊？
So please don't jump to conclusions about homosexuality or anything like that, okay? Because 2,000 years ago,
不要一下子 就下结论说他们是同性恋啊。
It was the culture of that time to greet your good friends with a hug and a kiss on the cheek.
事实上在两千年以前，这个习惯就是说你遇到了好朋友的话，你是拥抱他一下，然后在那颊上亲一下。
Some of you have watched TV in the news, you know, sometimes in Russia, for example, when the politicians meet, they go like that, like then they kiss each other on the cheek, okay? That is the kind of thing that was happening 2,000 years ago.
你们今天也看到像这个东欧他们那个政要见面的时候就是抱在一起，然后两个大胡子亲一下这样子。
Okay? So don't misinterpret the kiss. I don't know what he said. Don't misinterpret the kiss. It's not lip to lip, okay? It's not an intimate sexual kiss. It's a kiss on the cheek.
所以大家不要误会，这个并不是说在嘴唇上亲，是在脸颊上亲一下。
In other words, this is theculturally appropriate kiss of warm friendship.
事实上这个就是说当时社会上能接受一个好朋友之间的一种问安。
That's right. 好朋友啊，好朋友的 kiss. Okay? That is it. All right? And you can see the irony of this whole thing. Judas gave away Jesus with a kiss of friendship. Horrible.
你看这个矛盾的地方或者是可笑的地方，就是说那个叛徒却是用一种友善的方式来把他的老师出卖。
Think with me for a moment about verse 48.
我们想一想这个四十八节。
If Judas was not such a coward, if Judas was not such a pretentious person, he would have been much more honest.
如果犹大真的是一个懦夫，真的是一个邪恶的人，他也许会做得比较明白一点。
For example, Judas could have said, here's the signal.I'll go there and I'll say, this is Jesus, get him. He could have said that.
Yeah.
That's more honest.
犹大事实上可以另外做法，就是他会跟那个人说，那我到那边就指出他是谁，然后你们就抓他就好了。
But he played this whole game. Hi.
No. 然后开始玩这种游戏，虚假的游戏。
Why?
为什么呢？
You see the character of Judas.
你可以看到犹大的性格，这里看清很清楚。
He's a very, very duplicitous, evil, okay, very, very, dishonest person.
他是一个两面人，是一个非常不诚实的人。
Very sad.
非常悲惨的事情。
You notice Jesus didn't stop him.
可是耶稣没有禁止他。
Jesus could say, "No, stop. Don't pretend."
耶稣没有当场是把他揭穿说，你不要再假装了。
Jesus didn't use his kung fu, you know. Stop him. No. Jesus just accepted it.
耶稣就接纳了。
Verse 49.
第四十九节。
So you see, he already made this arrangement about the kiss. And verse 49, he went straight to Jesus, going at once to Jesus.
所以他安排了暗号以后，他就跑到耶稣前面来。
And Judas said,
犹大就说，
Listen to his words.
听他说，
Not just the kiss and the behavior, but his words too. The whole show he was putting on.
不要只光看他做什么，还要听他讲什么。
He said, Greetings.
他就说，请拉比安。
Like, hi. You know? It's a warm thing. Hi, greetings. No? As if everything was very good.
非常温暖的一个招呼。
But I want you to notice the next word.
那我希望大家注意他
下面的话。Translated from the Greek, he said, Greetings, Rabbi. Rabbi means teacher. Teacher.
从希腊文翻过来就是说，请拉比的安。
You notice that Judas didn't say, Greetings, Lord. He didn't use the word Lord.
你要注意，他没有说，请我主的安。
He said, Greetings, teacher.
他只是说，教师，我请你的安。
When you read about Judas in the Gospel of Matthew, every time he talked to Jesus, he never called Jesus Lord once. He called Jesus Rabbi all the time.
你如果注意在马太福音里面记载这个犹大和耶稣谈话的时候，他一直都是叫耶稣做教师或者拉比，他从来没有叫耶稣做主的。
That is the secret to understanding the character of Judas as different from Peter or any of the other disciples.
这就是我们能够了解犹大的性格的一个秘密。
Peter messed up horribly later too. He denied Jesus 3 times.
这个彼得栽了很多次跟斗哈，是三次不认主。
But Peter repented.
每一次犹大彼得都悔改。
Peter was so sorry. He went out and he wept and he wept and he wept.
他真心的悔改。
He didn't just go and kill himself like Judas did, committed suicide.
他痛哭，可是他没有像犹大一样去自杀。
And Peter called Jesus Lord many times.
而彼得每一次叫耶稣都是主，我主。
Judas never called Jesus Lord even once.
可是犹大从来没有一次叫耶稣做主的。
Only Rabbi.
只叫做拉比。
Teacher.
教师。
How about you?
那你们怎么样呢？
How about me?
那我怎么样呢？
What's our relationship with Jesus?
我们和耶稣的关系是怎么样呢？
Is he just a Rabbi?
他只是一个拉比吗？
An excellent teacher or professor?
这是一个非常好的老师教授吗？
Or is he our Lord, our God, and our Savior, the Messiah?
他是不是我主、我神、我的救主？
Therein lies the difference between a Judas and a Peter.
在这里看见彼得和犹大的一个很大的差别。
Judas and Peter will mess up because we are human. We all sin.
彼得和犹大他们都是人，他们都犯罪。
But if we have a true relationship with Jesus as our Lord, we can be restored.
可是如果你和耶稣有真正的关系的话，那个关系可以修复。
But if it's only rabbi or teacher,
如果只是拉比和教师的话，
we can end up like Judas.
那我们就会和犹大一样。
And God have mercy on us that we will not end up like Judas and kill ourselves.
但愿神对我们有怜悯，我们不要像犹大一样。
So you see, as we go on, he came and said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and then he kissed him.
然后他就说，请拉比的安，然后就与耶稣亲嘴。
And in verse 50, Jesus replied. Jesus' reply is very interesting.
然后第五十节，耶稣就回答，非常有趣。
Jesus said, "Friend."
也就是说，朋友。
Do what you came for.
你来要做的事。
And we have to understand that the Greek word here for friend is a different word from like the warm friendship, like "oh, my friend." It's not like that, okay?
我们要了解希腊原文这个朋友，并不是说一个好朋友、一个相交、相知的意思。
See, unfortunately, in English language, we only have one word, friend.
英文只有一个字，就是 friend.
But in the Greek, there are 2 different words.
在希腊文是两个不一样的字。
For warm friendship is a different Greek word. You say, "Oh, my friend." Okay.
是一个亲近的朋友的话，是另外一个字。
This one is different.
这个不一样。
This one is like, "Hey, friend. Hey, buddy. Hey, you." Okay.
这个好像一个泛泛之交，互相大家称呼一样。
Jesus had a bit of sarcasm here.
所以耶稣这里有一点点这一个讽刺。
It was a term in the Greek of mild rebuke, like, "Hey, you're my friend. What kind of friend are you?"
这甚至说语气里面有个意思是说，那你是我的朋友吗？是什么样的朋友呢
？Do what you came to do.
然后说你要做的事情，赶快做吧。
But some other Bible commentators will tell us, no matter that this word "friend" is still not very strong word, but it still says "friend."
可是有另外解经家说，不管他这个讲话的个语朋友的语气是怎么样，还是他耶稣的朋友。
So although Jesus was not super warm here, he still had this sadness in him that Judas.
虽然耶稣在这边并不是有个很大的感情在里面，可是他还是礼貌的犹大。
What kind of a friend are you? You're not a very good friend, but you know what? You're still my friend. I still love you. That's what Jesus is saying.
耶稣说你即使你不是一个非常好的朋友，你还是朋友吧。
Then the man stepped forward.
然后其他人就上去
they seized Jesus,
下手拿住耶稣
and they arrested him.
就把耶稣抓起来
and verse 51,
51节
With that, one of Jesus' companions reached for his sword, drew it out and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear.
有跟随耶稣的一个人伸手拔出刀来将大祭司仆人砍了一刀削掉了他的一个耳朵
So one of Jesus' disciples was brave enough to take out his sword and cut off the ear of the high priest's servant.
耶稣其中一个门徒很勇敢，就拔出刀来把一个大祭司的仆人的耳朵砍掉了。
Who was it?
那是谁啊？
Huh? Matthew doesn't tell you. You have to cross reference to John's gospel. Huh?
那个马太福音没有讲，可是你串到那个约翰福音知道。
That's why we thank God we have four gospels, not just one.
所以感谢神，我们有四本福音书， okay. 不是只有一本。
Gives us different angles and different perspectives on the same story.
给我们每一件事情不一样的看法，不一样的记载。
John chapter 18.
约翰福音第十八章
verses 10 and 11，
十一到第十二节。
You will read that it was Simon Peter who drew out his sword.
那边说是西门彼得拔刀出来。
And the servant of the high priest's name was Malchus.
他这个大祭司的仆人叫 Malchus.
And Peter cut his ear off.
然后彼得把他耳朵削下来。
And Jesus actually healed the ear back.
然后耶稣就把他耳朵医好了。
Now, there is something a bit funny in this text that I don't want you to miss, okay?
这是个在这一段里面我有一些很重要的讯息不想大家忽略了。
Actually, Peter was brave enough to take out his sword to try to defend Jesus. The other people didn't do anything. It's always Peter. Good or bad, it's always Peter.
事实上不管彼得做对了做的不对他还是有这个勇气想来保护耶稣。
But the funny thing here is that you have to understand, I think, if you read in between the lines, that Peter took the sword off and he was trying to chop the head off the guy. But he missed and he chopped off the ear.
事实上我想是彼得拿刀出来并不是要砍他的耳朵是要把那个人头砍掉。
Because what use is it to chop off the ear? If you want to defend Jesus, you chop off the head so the guy dies. You know? You chop off the ear, he's still around.
因为你想想你要救耶稣的话你把耳朵砍掉有什么用他大概是要砍他的头。
So Peter probably missed, you see, he chopped off the ear.
也许这彼得这个功夫不好没有砍对。
And what did Jesus say?
耶稣说什么呢?
Verse
52. 第52节。
Jesus told Peter,Put your sword back in its place, Jesus said to him. For all who draw the sword will die by the sword.
耶稣对他说，收刀入鞘吧，凡动刀的必死在刀下。
In other words, okay, Jesus is teaching us that the way of the gospel, the way of the cross, is never violence, never violence.
事实上，耶稣在这边说明一个很重要的道理，这个十字架的道路并不是用暴力得到的。
Jesus reacted to violence with love and non-violence and healing the servant's ear and telling Peter off, put your sword away.
耶稣对着暴面对暴力，他是用爱来解决这个暴力，然后叫彼得把这个刀收起来。
You know Mahatma Gandhi, the famous Gandhi from India, who went the way of non-violence. Do you know where he gained his inspiration from?
大家知道印度这个非暴力运动，这个甘地，他的这个灵感从哪里来的呢？
Gandhi actually said that the New Testament and Jesus' life, like passages like this, they were the ones who inspired him on the path to non-violent protest.
Gandhi 他自己曾经说过，他这个不暴力的抗争，他的这个灵感从哪来？是从新约耶稣的言行来的。
Gandhi once said something like this: If I were just to look at Jesus and the New Testament, I would believe. But I look at Christians, I don't believe.
他说甘地曾经这么说他说如果我只光是看圣经的话我已经成为一个基督徒可是我现在看到基督徒我又不是基督徒
It is not Mahatma Gandhi who is the guru or the hero of non-violence
事实上甘地并不是这个无、不暴力抗争的一个创始者。
Jesus is our teacher of nonviolence in this text.
我主我的教师耶稣事实上是这个创始者。
Jesus could have just swept them off the face of the earth, you know, but instead he absorbed the violence and he died on the cross for you and me.
耶稣可以用他们能力把他们全部消灭，可是耶稣没有用到。
How do I know that Jesus could have swept them off? How do you know?
我怎么知道耶稣可以这么做呢？
Look at verse 53.
你看第53节。
Very important verse, verse 53.
非常重要的一节。
Jesus said to them, Do you think that I cannot call on my Father and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels?
你想我不能求 求我的父现在为我差遣十二营多天使来吗？
What? How many are 12 legions of angels?
十二营的天使有多少个？
In that time, one legion of Roman soldiers equals 6,000 armed Roman soldiers. One legion is 6,000 troops.
在当时罗马一营是有八千个兵丁。
6,000.
6,000.
One legion is 6,000.
6,000.
So 12 legions, 12 times 6 is 72,000. Okay.
所以十二营的话是72,000。
But look at verse 53 carefully. Jesus didn't say 12 legions. What did he say?
我们看清楚，耶稣不是说十二营。
More than 12 legions.
十二多营。
So Jesus is saying, if he calls the Father to help him, immediately the Father will send more than 72,000 angels to help him.
事实上，耶稣说，如果我要求天父的话，天父可以派多过72,000个兵来，天使来。
And we don't know the crowd. How many people were there? Maybe 100, 200 soldiers there?
那一群人大概是100人左右吧。
Imagine more than 72,000 angels, say 80,000.
所以你可以想象，突然一下80,000个天使出现了。
What would happen to the Roman soldiers and the police guard?
那些人会有什么下场呢？
They would be completely wiped off the face of the earth.
他们会完全是消灭了。
We're talking about angels now, not human beings, not other soldiers, you know? Angels.
我们是讲天使哦，不是一般人。
The angels are powerful, you know?
天使大有能力。
They just come and phew, and they're gone.
天使只要一出招，他们就全部不见了。
Better than a sci-fi movie, you know?
比我们这个科幻电影还厉害。
Don't forget how powerful Jesus is.
我们不要忘记耶稣的能力多大。
Don't forget how powerful God is.
我们不要忘记神是多大能力的神。
And Jesus said, at once, immediately, right now,My father can send me more than 72,000 angels.
耶稣说我父可以马上差遣这么多天使来。
But I refuse to exercise that power.
可是耶稣说我决定不要用这个能力。
Because in verse 54 he says, But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled that say it must happen in this way, the way of the cross, the suffering servant?
54节说若是这样经上所记事情必须如此的话怎么应验呢？
Next time you face spiritual warfare in your life, which is every day by the way,
当你下一次碰到这个属灵征战的时候，这每一天都会发生的事情。
Please don't forget verse 53.
不要忘记第五十三节。
Anytime God can give you more than 72,000 angels immediately to help you.
不管在什么时候，神可以马上差多过七万个天使来帮助你。
Just like the Father could have helped the Son, He could help you anytime now in your spiritual warfare.
就是我们天父可以在属灵征战的时候任何时候帮助我们。
Sometimes in your struggle with temptations and evil and so on, God has sent more than 72,000 angels. You just didn't know. You just didn't know.
当我们在试炼在对抗试探的时候，神常常帮有差遣天使给我们，
我
们忘记了。
We have to have a biblical understanding of spiritual warfare.
我们对属灵征战必须要从圣经来的了解。
Our God is much more powerful than the devil and the demons. Hallelujah.
我们所信的神事实上比我们的敌人撒旦更有能力。
Not just a little bit more powerful.
不是只一点点比他强。
Extremely radically more powerful than the evil one.
比他强的太多了。
In 1 John we read, He who is in you, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, you know, is much greater than he who is in the world, the evil one.
所以我们当我们接受神的时候，他在我们心里的能力是比这个撒旦的能力更大。
So in spiritual warfare, don't give too much power or attention to Satan.
所以当在属灵征战的时候，不要把那个撒旦的能力抬举得太高。
If you sense he's attacking you or attacking your family or attacking the church, just pray in the name of Jesus against him and ask the Lord to send his angels and just defeat him.
当你感受到撒旦在搅扰他的教会、他的信徒的时候，你不要怕，你只要求神，神就会派天使来帮忙把他打败。
Because Satan is a defeated foe. He's finished.
因为撒旦是已经被打败的一个敌人。
He's not completely finished yet because he's not been cast into the lake of fire, totally. But his power is limited.
他的结局当然还没有来到，可是他已经是被击败了，他的能力是有限的。
And one day when Jesus comes back after the final judgment and all the things that happen in the second coming of Christ, he will be completely finished.
所以当耶稣第二次再来的时候，他就会真的有遇到他的结局。
But because Jesus died on the cross and his resurrection, he has defeated sin, Satan, and death.
因为耶稣在十字架上、被钉死然后复活，他已经把撒旦、把死亡和罪都已经战胜了。
In other words, we Christians must never succumb to or believe the kind of Shakespeare's idea of good and evil, good versus evil, good versus evil. You don't know who's winning, you know, good versus evil. There's always this ding-dong battle.
我们基督徒千万不要像这个像英国文学莎士比亚所说的，我们人生是面对一个正与邪，或者是善与恶的一种拉锯战，我们不要相信这个事情。
And today the movies make it worse.
啊，现在的电影把这个意思表达得更不好。
You know, those of you are older like me with my white hair, you're in your 50s, 60s, or 70s. You know, years ago we went to watch movies. There was a John Wayne movie. You know, John Wayne. Pew, 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 you know, John Wayne always wins.
像我们这样年龄头发都白的人，知道我们在小的时候看那个是个约翰韦恩的电影，人家知道这个好人一定是赢的。
You remember 30, 40 years ago in the movies, the good guy always wins.
那个40年代、50年代的电影，我们知道好人一定赢的。
Now in this crazy society in which we live, all the values are all messed up. Now we don't know who wins. Sometimes the movies, you know, you leave the theater and you go, ooh, who won? Don't know. Have to watch the sequel.
所以现在这个是非不分，这个黑白不分的时候，我们常常不晓得到底谁赢，还要等他下一集出来知道。
But the worst thing is that in many of the movies, the bad guy wins. The bad guy wins.
可是我们最糟糕的是，我们相信坏人会赢。
But in spiritual warfare, according to the Bible, it's done. The bad guy has lost. The good guy has won, hands down. Jesus has conquered the evil one. Hallelujah.
从圣经的观点来说，这个属灵征战，事实上我们已经赢了，我们还没打就已经先赢了。
So I want to encourage you today before you leave.
所以我今天在大家离开之前，我要鼓励大家。
Many of you are struggling with different things in your life right now.
你现在可能在生活里面在挣扎一些事情。
The bad economy, you have money problems.
你这个经济不好，你有钱财的问题。
You may have issues in your marriage and in your family life with your kids.
你的婚姻、家庭、小孩都有问题。
You struggle in your own relationship with God.
你在你和神的关系之间，你有挣扎。
You're tempted by the devil to do bad things with money, sex, and power.
这个魔鬼一直在引诱你，用性、用金钱、用权力来腐化你。
We face all kinds of temptations in our lives.
我们每一天都遇到很多的试探。
Every day there's spiritual warfare going on.
每一天都有很多属灵的征战。
And Satan will try to crush you.
撒旦是要击败你。
With his limited power.
可是他只有有限的力量。
And if you and I have the Shakespeare idea or the movie idea, we'll be scared of him, and we don't know who is going to win. Or maybe the bad guy will win.
如果我们的观念是像莎士比亚那一种善恶交战的，还是说现在流行电影的那种观念的话，那我们心里就不踏实。
But remember that Jesus has conquered the evil one.
我们要记得耶稣已经得胜了。
And God can send you more than 72,000 angels immediately to help you.
神随时可以差遣超过70,000个天使来帮助你。
Therefore, do not fear, my friends.
所以我们不要害怕。
Take courage.
我们要壮胆。
Exercise faith in Jesus.
我们在耶稣里面，我们要有信心。
Cry out to Him.
我们向他呼求。
And in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit and the help of His angels, you will conquer the evil one's attacks.
奉耶稣的名，奉他的宝血，奉他的大能力，还有圣灵的能力，我们可以得胜。
In other words, every problem, every temptation is an opportunity for God to show His power over Satan through your life.
事实上，我们所遇到的每一个挑战、每一个试炼，就是给我们表现出神能力的一个很好的机会。
So take courage.
所以我们大家要得到鼓励。
Verse 53 is very, very reassuring.
第五十三节是非常有鼓励性的。
God's powerful angels are all over the place, protecting us even when we don't know.
神大能的天使是无处不在，要保护我们，只是我们不晓得。
Let's finish up verse 55 now.
好，我们到第五十五节。
And this is where you see a little bit of self-disclosure from Jesus' heart. It's very sad. You read verse 55.
这是耶稣的一段自白。
Jesus said to the crowd, all these people with all their arms and their swords and their clubs.
耶稣对那些拿着刀枪的人说
，Am I leading a rebellion?
我是不是带着大家背叛呢？
One Bible commentator paraphrased this in modern English. Am I a terrorist? Am I a terrorist leading a rebellion?
现在有些人是这样子解经，他说耶稣事实上说我 是那个带头反叛的那个恐怖分子吗？
That you have to come out with your swords and your clubs to capture me?
你们要这样带着刀棒出来拿我吗？
Every day,
每一天
I sat in the temple courts teaching you.
我在殿里教训人。
And you did not arrest me.
你们并没有拿我。
I was there teaching you, blessing you, helping you.
我在那边教导你们，祝福你们，帮助你们。
Unarmed.
我是没有武装的。
Verse 56.
然后第五十六节。
Ah, but this has all taken place, that the writings of the prophets from the Old Testament might be fulfilled.
但这一切的事成就了，就要应验先知书上的话。
All the prophecies about how the Messiah has to suffer and die for the world, that it may be fulfilled.
对，弥赛亚要受苦，要受死的一切的预言，就在这边应验了。
And do you know why verse 56 is so sad?
为什么这一段是那个那么令人伤心的一段呢？
Because in verse 56, Jesus was trying to explain to his disciples, his apostles, as well as to the crowd. Remember, the priests were there, and some of the elders were there, and their guards were there, you know, trying to explain to them that this happened in order to fulfill the word of God.
事实上，耶稣是要向他的门徒，向他来捉拿他的兵丁和在场的一切人，说明他为什么今天要被抓。
Well, of course, the scriptures tell us that there was this crowd that was sent by the priest, but there might have been one or two priests there. Well, of course, the high priest's servant was there too.
当然，所以这一群人是这个大祭司长老差来的，可是里面当中也许也有一两位他们是祭司职分的。
We don't know for sure, but there was this crowd there.
我们不晓得里面确实有多少人，可是我们知道有很多人在那里。
But the disciples were there.
这是他们大祭司长老的门徒。
And Jesus was trying to explain to them, don't panic. This is all according to God's plan.
然后耶稣也对他们自己门徒说：“你不要惧怕，这一切都是神的计划里面。”
This has all taken place that the writings of the prophets might be fulfilled. Jesus is trying to tell them, "Have faith. God's word is coming true."
耶稣事实上告诉他们说：“要成这一切事情就要应验先知书上的话，你们要有信心，你们不要恐惧。”
And what's so sad about this verse is the last line there.
可是令人最沮丧的就是最后这一句话。
Then instead of all the disciples.Took courage, had faith, and stood with Jesus. That's not what it says.
耶稣讲完这一句话，因为他们门徒没有得到鼓励，没有站稳他们的立场。
Then, all the disciples, not just Peter or Judas, all the disciples deserted Jesus and fled.
结果是什么样呢？当下门徒都离开他逃走了，全部跑光了。
They all 走 they ran.
他们走了哈，跑了，逃了。
All of them.
他们全部逃了。
Jesus, in his hour of greatest need, he was all alone in his suffering for you and for me.
当耶稣是在最困难的时候，最需要人的时候。
And that's why this text tells us the truth of the doctrine of total human undependability and depravity. Let's just use that word, depraved. We're all so depraved.
所以这一段经文真是告诉我们，人全然不可依靠，全然败坏。
These are the disciples, you know, the 12.
这是他的门徒啊。
Every one of them left Jesus and ran away.
他们每一个人都跑掉了。
They were cowards.
他们是懦夫。
They left their Lord and Savior.
他离弃了他们的主，他们的救主。
And before we get too angry at them,
可是在我们看不起他们之前，
you and I, as Jesus' disciples today,
你我今天成为耶稣的门徒，
we can also desert him, we can also flee from him, you know?
我们也有可能在他面前逃跑。
Every time we have a chance to witness about Jesus and we run away, we don't talk to people about Jesus, we want to be accepted and liked by people, we are running away from Jesus.
当我们错过每一个传福音的机会，我们没有把握的时候，我们就像他们一样逃跑。
Every time we can make a stand for the values of the Bible and we don't, we keep quiet to be politically correct, we are afraid that people will think we are fanatical, we are running away from Jesus.
当我们可以有机会为神的原则、为神的道理站立的稳的话。而我们不做，我们是惧怕人家的嘲笑，或者说我们政治上不正确，
我们
就是逃跑。
Every time we're more greedy for money, for pleasure, for power than for Jesus, we're running away from Jesus.
我们任何时候，我们把我们要掌握权势，我们要掌握金钱，时候我们就是离耶稣而走。
We run away from Jesus every day in our lives.
我们每一天事实上都在耶稣面前，我们都逃跑了。
And Jesus' heart is so broken.
耶稣实在是很伤心。
But he's so loving.
可是他还是爱我们。
He still died for you and for me.
可是他继续在十字架上为我们而死。
Like in Peter's case, he restored Peter.
然后像彼得一样，他后来还在接受了彼得。
And he wants to restore you and me. He says, "Come home, come back to me. I will help you."
耶稣也会像接受彼得一样，接受每一个人，叫我们回家。
Because I know how totally undependable and depraved you are. I know.
耶稣知道我们是如何的全然的败坏，全然的不可靠。
Otherwise, I would not have died on the cross for you.
不然的话，耶稣不会在十字架上为我们死。
If you are dependable and you're not so bad and you're not that depraved, I don't have to die for you. You can save yourself.
如果你们不是那么糟糕的话，他不用在十字架上死，因为你们可以救自己。
But I died for you because you are totally undependable.
耶稣为我们死，因为我们完全不可靠。
Your whole person is fallen because of sin.
我们全人是败坏，因为罪恶的缘故。
But I still love you.
可是耶稣仍然爱我们。
And I died for you to save you and redeem you.
仍然为我们而死，来拯救我们。
And to transform you by the power of the Holy Spirit.
来改变我们的生活，给我们圣灵。
So that the image of God can be restored in you.
所以在我里面，像神的形象可以恢复。
And now we come from here to there.
然后我们从这个犯罪啊，人的不可靠，然后我们可以到人的能力。
And the TV preacher is correct.
那个电视布道家在这一方面是对的。
You are special.
你是特别的。
You are gifted.
你是有被祝福的。
You are talented.
你是非常有才能的。
You have God's favor on your life.
你有神带你特别的恩典。
You have a glorious destination.
你有一个光荣的一个目的。
Not because you're so good.
不是因为你是好人。
But because Jesus died for you.
因为是耶稣为你而死。
And Jesus makes you and me so good.
所以是耶稣使你和我成为美好的。
There's no place for pride.
我们在这里面没有骄傲。
There's no place for boasting.
没有可以吹，没什么可以吹嘘的。
Just a place for thanksgiving and gratitude in your heart for Jesus.
在我们心里面只有感恩。
And when we understand the gospel in its totality, not just half of it, but the whole gospel.
让我们明了这个福音是整全的福音。
The bad news of our total depravity and undependability.
我们人的完全败坏、完全不可靠的坏消息
，and the good news of Jesus' total salvation，
还有耶稣这个全然的救恩的好消息
，we can become transformed。
我们可以因着这两个来改变。
We will no longer run away from Jesus。
我们已经不是在耶稣面前逃跑。
We will run to Jesus。
而且我们是向耶稣跑去。
Because he's the only one，
因为他是唯一的
，who can transform you and me。
可以改变你，改变我的。
And make us good people in Him.
使我们在他里面成为一个好的人。
So I will want to encourage you as I end my message this afternoon.
当这个信息结束的时候，我要鼓励大家。
To honestly repent from our fallenness and sinfulness.
我们真的是为我们自己的罪，我们要来悔改。
And to afresh recommit our lives to Jesus.
我们重新在神面前委身。
And to stop running away from Jesus.
不要再在这个耶稣面前逃跑。
And today, run to Jesus.
我们向耶稣奔跑。
His arms of love are outstretched.
耶稣的伸手以爱来拥抱我们。
He wants to welcome us home.
他要欢迎我们回家。
To fellowship with him.
和他有交通。
And to a life of obedience to him.
对他有顺服的生活。
By the power of his Holy Spirit.
享受到圣灵的能力。
May God help us to respond.With faith and trust.
愿神帮助我们能够回应他给我们的信息，信心也给我们对他有信赖。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
I don't want to prolong this because I know I've gone over time.
我就不想把时间再拖太久了。
But in the quietness of your heart, I would like you to pray and turn to Jesus afresh.
在大家安静的时候，我希望大家在心里面，我们可以向神祷告，也心里要向着耶稣。
Let him fill you with the power of his Holy Spirit.
让他用圣灵来充满你。
And to surround you with the protection of his angels.
用天使来围绕保护你。
So that you can live a victorious life in Christ.
所以你可以在基督里面有一个得胜的生活。
And overcome the tendency towards sin and depravity and evil that we all still have.
能够克服这个不可靠和我们败坏的一个性格。
So thank you, Lord Jesus, for speaking to us so clearly today.
感谢主，你今天向我们说话。
Forgive us our sins.
赦免我们的罪。
Forgive us for straying away and running away from you so often.
主啊，赦免我们从你面前流失跑掉了。
Today we want to run to you.
今天我们向你奔跑而来。
We give you our hearts afresh.
给我们有一个新的心。
Fill us with your love and the power of your Holy Spirit.
充满我们有圣灵的能力和爱心。
And keep us true and faithful to you.
使我们对你一直都忠心。
Until we see you face to face.
直到我们与你面对面的时候。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.